Bishop Stoughton Primary School turfed us out at about 3:30. Gaynor and I, Gaynor and my sister, were trusted to walk home. And a lot of the other kids, their mums would turn up. And I can remember really just seeing mums. Very seldom would you see a dad outside the school to pick up the kids. The legendary 2B bus would turn up again, and that would take the Tynmouth kids back home. After school, I don't remember having any homework, but we would go and play football in the road. And if the winter darkness stopped us doing that, or the weather was lousy, we'd sit in front of the telly. And our TV at home at 37 was supplied by a company called Rediffusion. And if it went wrong, the TV repairman would come out and he'd bang it and wire something in and he would fix it. It wasn't the dark ages, but if we had to watch snooker on the telly, it was a bit tricky when you were watching it in black and white. The programmes that I can remember were Blue Peter, Captain Pugwash, Thunderbirds, Animal Magic, and they had kind of programmes that were more inclined for the girls, which would have been Black Beauty with its legendary theme tune and The Lightning Tree. But I don't know if anybody else can remember, there was a Tales from Europe series called The Singing Ringing Tree. And it was scary. However that was allowed to be on the telly for kids, I'll never know. And it was on at tea time. So we either had to watch The Singing Ringing Tree or you'd watch Blue Peter, where Valerie Singleton made a nuclear power station out of washing up bottles or something like that. But The Singing Ringing Tree really sticks in my head. On a Thursday night, the pools man would turn up. A guy called Eric Rendell lived in West Town Meadow, and my dad would leave some money out and he'd take the coupon and take the money. And it was to predict the football matches that would draw. So sometimes as a kid, my dad would allow me to pick the numbers. And if you won, you became a millionaire overnight. And suffice to say, we never won. Back in the day, we would leave money on the doorstep for the Unigate milkman or the newspaper guy, whoever the chap who owned the newspaper shop would come and pick up his money. You'd leave the ignition keys in the car overnight. Parking in Bishop back then was not an issue. And Gord's lorries and coaches would regularly drive through the through the village with no problem whatsoever. Gord's were based at Radway Gardens in the village, and I can remember as a kid the furniture depository up there and seeing characters like Harry Harris and Don Davis going to work or coming home from work. Frequently the lorries would unload in the road between Radway Gardens and where Bronscombe is now, and all they do is they put a sign in the road saying unloading the lorry, please use another route. And people accepted it. But if you did that nowadays, you'd have to give 6 months' notice, you'd have a risk assessment, a back survey, and somebody would be moaning to the council. It was so much simpler back in the day. I lived at 37 4th Street for my first 22 years or so with my mum Sheila, my dad Dave, and my sister Gaynor. And that was next to Central Garage, and Central Garage is still there today. Although there were a couple of previous owners, which I don't really remember very well when I was a baby, I do recall Mr. and Mrs. Codling had the garage when I was a kid. They had a couple of grandsons, Adam and Nicholas Hellicker, and Adam and I were school chums for a while at Bishop Primary School, and I do recall him having rather trendy long hair. I mean, remember people, this is Bishop Stoughton. We were still pointing at aeroplanes in the 60s. He left the primary school long before we went to secondary education and we kind of lost touch. But he went on to be a features writer for the Daily Mail, Sunday Telegraph. And I can remember reading in the Sunday Telegraph about him interviewing Madonna and dealing with Her Majesty the Queen. He's recently dealing with media and communications at GCHQ. And the Cabinet Office, as well as having written several books. So he went for a short time to Bishop Primary. I contacted Adam a few years ago and asked him how his life after Bishop Stoughton Primary School could have gone so wrong And he took it in good humour, and he did remember my mum and my sister and my dad. And also he has fond memories of Bishop when he lived with his grandma in Heartland, which is a house on Murley Crescent in the village. My sister Gaynor would often sit outside the petrol pumps in a pedal car wearing a boiler suit. And when the cars were refueled, similarly up to recent times, it was attended service, none of this self-service stuff. Once a week, there'd be a petrol tanker come up and would deliver to the tanks, and the tanks were down the lane beside the garage. And as a kid, the tanker seemed absolutely huge. And as about 4 years old, I was plonked in the driver's seat. And I think that was my introduction to be fascinated and interested in road transport.